This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
That's right, Cy Hirsch coming up.
This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
All over the country, they're announcing the new Kauffman apartments. They call them smart, like smart missiles. They're meant to blow your savings up. They admit they can build more of them, charge higher rent per square foot, and then get more property tax, where you can pay more in property tax than you do even for rent. And you're like, what do you mean? I don't pay property tax, I rent. Oh, you pay for it through the owner. Isn't that cute? It's your new car. And they have all these little metrosexual trendies going, I really love it. Bloomberg promotes it. That's why Bloomberg, you know, lives in 30, 40, 50,000 square feet houses. He's got a whole bunch of them. Al Gore's got houses even better. It's okay, though. They're promoting that you live in here. Like Obama said, you can't have air conditioning or a car. Not that we're going to innovate the cars and air conditioning like they've done and make them clean. No, we're just, you just don't get one. Now I got to go back on this Air Force One here and fly back to Hawaii. Ha ha. I don't do a very good Obama. I can do a Bush.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on.
I have to. It's been so long since I actually watched George W. I can't do it as well. I can do a Bill Clinton.
I'm here to tell you that I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and I did settle, was it 5 cases of alleged rape out of court? You don't think I'd do something like that, do you?
You know, I love the fact that Trump's going after him for all the sex stuff, because if Bill Cosby deserves it, which he well may, I think some of it's true, some of it isn't, but with Bill Clinton, we know. I mean, I've interviewed the women that he, well, first he'd start choking them. He'd even do it at like a party. Or at the governor's mansion, he'd say, step in here, I want to talk to you in my office, please, ma'am. And then he would get them in a closet and just start choking them and then bite their upper lip while he talked through his mouth, going, hey, I'm going to rip your lip off if you just resist me. Do you understand me? And choke them. An expert rapist. But it's okay because he's liberal. We imagine that he's our buddy, so then everything's okay. Cy Hirsch joins us for 30 minutes coming up, then Leanne McAdoo, and boy, do I have a lot to go over with him. I want to talk about Iraqi commander claims that U.S. secretly evacuating ISIS leaders to safety. I want to get into Congressman Paul, appalled by NSA spying on Congress, and where all that is going. I mean, so much to talk about with Cy Hirsch, but the big thing is his big article, Military to Military. And that deals with the fact that our military has been trying as best they can under orders not to, to stop the radical jihadist. And, of course, the State Department wants to keep up the show that they're actually not with them. So that allows that purview, even though it's a fake mission, the military has actually tried to carry out the mission. So we're going to talk to the expert on this. And, of course, I've got all my sources as well. What's amazing is so much of what he's put out in the excerpt of his article of Military to Military backs up everything that our guests have basically talked about here on air. So, Cy Hirsch coming up on the other side of this break. Remember, Matt Drudge was here. They are pushing to control the internet. They're now admitting that in the news. That's coming up after Cy Hirsch leaves us. There is a big push to restrict free speech, a big push to take over more and more of the freedoms on the internet. Chinese file systems. So you got to decide which side you're on right now. Are you on the side of basic human liberty and freedom in a safe society? That's what's safe is freedom. Or you want tyranny, because if you go along with this, that's where it's headed. I mean, we already see a lot of tyranny, but it's only getting worse by the millisecond, obviously.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the third hour and the fourth hour. We've added Leanne McAdoo, Infowars Nightly News reporter, will be hosting the fourth hour of the radio/TV broadcast that now reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide. Very, very exciting that folks are tuned out of the whole left-right false debate of divide and conquer and are just getting back to freedom versus tyranny and making a choice. I could interview this individual for 5 hours. I mean, we've only got him for like 25 minutes, and I'm so excited. I mean, there are a lot of guests we've had that get me excited, but I'm about as excited about this as I've ever been about any guest. So maybe Donald Trump coming on, a Ron Paul, a Matt Drudge. I mean, it's right up there with that. Seymour Hersh, I remember growing up, at the end of the Vietnam War and hearing my mom, you know, talk about how great Cy Hersh was and my dad and them reading his articles in major publications. And then, of course, since I've been out of high school 25 years or so, I'm 42, I've been following his work continually. And I know most of the audience knows who he is, but I've talked to folks who don't know who Chuck Yeager is. I mean, it's crazy how ignorant some of the public are. Not our general audience, but the new people tuning in every millisecond on close to 200 affiliates across the United States. He's won the Pulitzer Prize, the National Book Award. He basically helped expose the biggest massacres in Vietnam and helped pretty much cause a chain reaction that ended that war. You can't give him full credit for it, but I could say he gets the most credit of one man. Or, you know, maybe the guy with the Pentagon Papers, who's been on as well. But then, and I know he doesn't want to be talked about, but I'm going to do this for a minute and then we're going to him. He exposed the Iraq War as the fraud like no other. He exposed the NSA. He has just exposed it all. He exposed what he called one big lie, not one word of it true, the Osama bin Laden raid. And he has been demonized, attacked, you name it. But the truth stands on its own. That's a badge of courage. And so we've had former NSA technical director William Binney on, so many big people. I don't know if you call Cy Hirsch a whistleblower, but he's beyond that. He's probably, undoubtedly, the greatest living investigative journalist. And he joins us now on his maiden voyage, hopefully one of many. I know we've talked in email a few times over the years, and my writers have, but he joins us now. Mr. Hirsch, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, but you better tell people we're not related after that introduction. You're not my brother-in-law, are you?
You know it's true. Come on.
You know something? It's the day before New Year's Eve. It's quiet here in my office. I'm sitting here like a mouse. You know, I don't feel so important today.
Well, it's amazing, sir. Obviously, we're here to talk about the incredible stuff happening in Syria, really showing the soul of America, both good, bad, and ugly. But first off, in the continuum of your 40-plus years of reporting, sir, looking at all this, is America getting more corrupt or less, or do we just know more now, or are elites getting more brazen? I mean, tying your latest reportage into the things you've seen, what is the state of the world through your rose-colored darkly?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that question. I would say right now that the guys who control the press, the ability to manipulate the press, is much greater than ever. And even the very good newspapers are staggering under the idea that it's just really hard to take everything at face value. The current press secretary for the president of the United States may be a perfectly nice guy, but he never worked as a journalist. He was always sort of in the public relations business. I'm not suggesting he's criminal or wrong, but we don't even have a journalist there. So, yes, I would say things are worse off generally, just in terms of day-to-day credibility. It's just so much easier for the guys on top to get away with, if not a falsehood, just an incomplete answer or a non-answer when one should be issued. I think it's much worse. Now, if you go to the White House or to the Pentagon for comment, it's sort of pro forma. You're just doing it. And there's a line there. The Pentagon today denied or refused a comment. You just don't get help on stories that are adverse to the government anymore.
Cy Hirsch is our guest. I mean, I think one of the quintessential moments was a few years ago when Gibbs had left as White House press secretary and he went on MSNBC and said, we knew the drone program was public, been public for years. But we were told to go out there and say it didn't exist. This is like the Wizard of Oz. And then the pundits all laughed about it. It's almost like it's funny now that they put us into a false reality. They just hide it in plain view.
Well, you remember the president, the current president, joked that if his daughters are getting to be of dating age. I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with humor, but you have to sort of it was at one of these annual meetings where the national, the press club gave the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I think is sort of a scandal. The press all fight to see which guy can be at their table, which person from the government, and it's sort of like kumbaya. But the president actually said that guys better watch when they're dating his daughters, a very attractive woman, young woman. He said they better watch out because he can always schedule a drone strike. I thought that was, wow. I mean, are you kidding me? That's over the line, it seems to me.
It's not professional. I mean, it's like Hillary saying, we came, we saw, he died in Libya, and laughing, and then having her Brian Williams moment, claiming that she was attacked in Bosnia on the tarmac. None of it's true.
You got me on the, I'll tell you, you're singing my song about Libya. I just can't believe we didn't learn from that, which is, and by the way, the article, the military, it's just an article. It's a long article I wrote. I'm doing a book, but not about that. I'm doing a book about Cheney. But I did write that article for the London Review of Books, which is a great magazine. And, it turns out, because of what you guys do, the Internet is so lively. it doesn't really matter where you publish anymore. 30 years ago, if you weren't at the New York Times, you felt like you were sort of, you know, or the Washington Post. But now, you know, it's just out there. Things get out there automatically. So that's good. We have more, better communication. It's just too bad we don't have better information.
Sure, so that's bringing some balance back. But there is a glut, and I'm aware of your big book on Cheney that's coming out. Can't wait to see what your eye comes up with him to really find out what this guy who works on the dark side is really all about. But let's specifically get into Syria, because I've had generals on, colonels on, lieutenant colonels on. I've had CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee on, but you've got obviously a lot better contacts than I. You've been, I know, given security clearances before, unless I'm wrong. Looking at all this, what, walking us through it, sir, and your incredible article, Military to Military, explain to us, as best you can tell, what has really happened in Syria.
Well, the big issue is the question, one of the big questions is, we've demonized Bashar Assad. He's a dictator, no question. You cross him, he'll cross you. He's a lot better than his father, the old man Assad, you know, Hafez Assad. He was trained to be, he was the second or third son, never thought he'd be president because the older boys had the past. Went to medical school, was an ophthalmologist, married a very second-generation Iraqi woman who worked for one of the national, you know, investment houses, American investment houses in London. And so he was, not, all of a sudden there he's called upon. His older brother dies and his father says, you better get a couple years of army training and get ready. So he's hated in America. I don't think you can get five votes for him in Congress. He's demonized, he's killed, there's about 250,000 deaths.
But he's a lot better than Al-Qaeda.
Well, you know something, and ISIS, and also things have, I watched him for 6, 8, 10 years. I went back and forth there. I've been going there to the Middle East a lot since 9/11. And he's, you know, he's got much more open. You could, you know, you could bank there. You could have the, you can go to an ATM machine. There were 30 different foreign broadcasts on TV. It was, he was opening. Yes, when you cross him, he's going to fight you to the end. It's a war to the end. He's fighting ISIS. He's fighting Al-Qaeda. He's fighting al-Nusra. These are people that hang in Garat. Some of the horrible stuff that happened. He's had as many as 200 of his soldiers executed at one sitting by these people. So it's a war in which he's killed a lot and they've killed a lot. And it's a war to the end. And he's what I wrote about in part was that our Joint Chiefs decided some years ago on the basis of intelligence reporting that there really wasn't any option, that there really were no moderates. Although the White House keeps on talking about there are moderate groups in the opposition, there were at one time, but they were quickly taken over and cleaned out by the more radical jihadists, you know, people who believe in Sharia law. Some of the groups we advocate as moderate have already made it clear that if they ever took over the government, no Christians or Alawites, that's a minority sect, Shia sect, that Bashar Assad and about 12% of the people living in Syria belong to. None of them could be in, could be allowed to live in the country. They were talking about genocidal, you know, genocidal cleaning, cleansing, if you will, of a society. Those are the moderate groups. So there you are. So the option was the Joint Chiefs looking at the intelligence, looking at the fact that we had been supporting for years covertly. This is through the CIA, David Petraeus. I would argue that Hillary Clinton surely should have been aware of this. She was Secretary of State. We began, after Libya fell, we began to funnel stuff that in an earlier article I called the rat line, a lot of arms from Libya into Turkey. And from Turkey, the gentleman running Turkey, Erdogan, is a total, complete supporter of ISIS. I don't think there's any question of that, even though we deny that. Our intelligence shows it. So what I wrote about is the fact that 2.5 years ago, the Joint Chiefs decided, well, they can't convince the White House and the State Department with intelligence. They're just going to begin to do what they can do to try and modify the American policy or make it less, you know, nobody wants to talk about directly challenging a president. That's not your job. But I will tell you, at a certain level, at the Joint Chiefs, the level of four-star generals, the oath of office is an oath to the Constitution, not to the president.
That's right.
And it's very traditional. You can go back to Douglas MacArthur. You can go back to World War II fighting. You can go back to terrible fighting in Vietnam.
President Eisenhower, as the president, challenge the military-industrial complex
as
a system himself, the ultimate level, still a general, saying, I want to challenge the people that want to control our military for their own aims.
There you go. There you go. And you can even argue that the hatred for McNamara, by the time he was ready to get out of there in 67 because he refused to listen to the generals. We've always had generals in opposition, so this isn't new. What they did, though, instead of directly challenging the Joint Chiefs, as I wrote about, beginning in the summer of 2013, after a lot of intelligence showed that our path was wrong, we weren't going to win. If we got rid of Bashar, we were going to have a government completely full of wackos, you know, wing nuts. A hard line to take off their head people.
Clearly worse. A whole new Afghanistan.
Well, there you go. Well, look, Afghanistan's still a mess right now. You know, people always talk, I'm a big supporter. I was in the Army. There's nothing better than America. It's the greatest country to be in. But we do have a lot of freedom. And I will tell you that our special operation forces, the Delta Force, the SEALs, they're terrific. They're very good at what they do. But they're being miscast. We're now in 14 and a half years
Absolutely.
Of a war against an idea, and the Joint Special Operations Command, for all of their ability to go hit a house at night and kill people and take them out, we're not winning that war. We've got to figure out some way to do it differently.
Yes, sir. Well, Cy Hirsch joins us. I want to go back to the bombshell you just dropped that's in your article, Military to Military, London Review of Books, and expand on this with you. Because what you write here and the generals you talk to, and you've got the former head of Defense Intelligence, Flynn, and others going public on Al Jazeera saying, look, we were ordered to aid Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all this. This is bombshell, and it verifies stuff you were writing about years ago that you were demonized over. This is unprecedented in my lifetime to see generals on TV saying, we don't want to back Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. We don't know why we're being ordered to do this. We don't know what the mission is. I mean, if your mission is to kill Christians, then it works. If it's not, what's the point? So you've got the high-level sources. I just don't think the public realizes how seismic this is and what it symbolizes under the surface. So can you speak to more of that, please, sir, and go over to you what this means in your 40-plus years of being inside this?
Well, we're just fighting this war wrong. We're fighting it wrong. We are supplying a great deal of material to people that we claim to be moderate, and there's no question the first thing that happens when a small group that maybe isn't as far out as ISIS or al-Nusra, but the first thing they do is they have no choice either to sell it to them or get it taken away. So whatever we're sending there...
They get bullied by the most extreme, yes, sir. But I mean, when I'm getting back with you, sir, and I know you hold your cards close to your vest, you just got into the Pentagon... The Army, mainly, from my sources, you're confirming it, saying, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. We're just going to give intel to the Russians and intel to Assad and stop that. That is just a huge American moment that makes me so proud of the armed services. That is great.
Well, you know, it's interesting. What they did was, because they didn't want to go directly to Bashar Assad, because the president had ruled that, you know, that would have been direct violation. But we did know that the Germans in particular, the German intelligence service and the German high command, and get this, the Russians and the Israelis, all three had been in contact with Bashar Assad, because all three, even Israel, which sometimes, you know, doesn't always speak what the real policy is. They've got a lot of problems, government problems, leadership problems. But the guys running the military intelligence system in Israel had the same point of view as the guys running, at least that were running our Joint Chiefs, because the general at the time was General Dempsey.
They're saying.
Martin Dempsey, who's now retired, is the new chairman. And we don't know where he stands on this, because publicly he said little. He's only a couple months into it. I understand a very competent Marine named Dumford. I just don't know much about him. I know more about Dempsey. And
was Dempsey the big hero in this, going to Obama saying?
Well, he wouldn't look at it that way. He just did something... The issue was we were going the wrong way. The Germans and the Russians and the Israelis were begging for intelligence. One thing America does, and we do it very well, we have terrific intelligence. We have satellites. We have SIGINT intelligence. We do have people on the ground.
You
believe
man.
Me, we can do better. We can do better than anybody wants to write about with certain groups. We can penetrate people. We're not incompetent, but often it's the leadership that gets you in trouble. So they decided that. The Germans in particular were kept on saying, what can you do to help us? They began in the fall of 2013, we began to shovel stuff that we had about al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS. We began to shovel information not only about where they were, but what they were thinking, as much as we learned. And so we enabled Bashar's army, the Syrian army, which right now is probably emerged, and it's been fighting a tough war for 4 years. It's emerged as one of the better armies in that area. A hell of a lot better army, for example, in the Iraqi army or anything we have in Afghanistan. So what they did is they did it that way. And that way they were sort of, as somebody in the article I wrote said, you know, we're doing stuff military to military. The president may not have known, but there's a lot of stuff he doesn't know about. So that's the way they got around the issue. And they began to help it and help Bashar. Not only that, it was very much a morale builder for the Syrian army to know that they were getting very high-level intelligence. So I don't know how history's going to judge this. As you can gather, stories like this in the mainstream press don't get copied. But it doesn't matter because there's the Internet. You know, there's guys like you and all sorts of other people around the world that pay more attention than often the major papers here. You know, I worked for the New York Times for 8 or 9 years during Watergate, and I won a lot of prizes in Vietnam and the Nixon years a lot. And one of the things, you know, is there's not many reporters at a good newspaper who have the kind of, you know, there's nothing special. I have friends that I know. Most of the good guys at the major papers have somebody. And when you're at that level, where you've got access and you're covering the Pentagon or the State Department or the White House, the last thing you want to do, I know this sounds almost silly, the last thing you want to do is chase somebody else's story. You just don't want to do it. So when somebody as me bops along and writes the story that says something, the only thing the editor can do is ask one of the good reporters to do it. And what they want to do is figure out some way to get this out, you know, turf this, get this off their desk. So it doesn't really happen. It doesn't happen with the papers. And I understand it because I'm sure I did the same thing. We're all, you know, we all love what we do, and we're more interested in ourselves than anybody else. That's one of the things about my business that's sort of wacky.
Well, here's the bottom line. You've had the courage and the fortitude to go through a lot. I know you don't talk about this, but, I mean, I know the stuff I've gone through. I mean, I can imagine, and I've seen some of the news, you've gone through a lot of harassment, persecution, to tell the truth. And it's just to see the media today just being repeaters. They take a corporate press release, this pitchman, and just put it back out. It's a very, very sad. I just hope that you'll join us to talk about your Cheney book.
But that's, you know, the problem I have with that is, that, you know, here's Cheney, who's a very tough dude, who decided one day after 9/11 that the rules don't apply, which is, and the thing that always interested me so much about Cheney, and I'm not telegraphing that much, is how easy it was for him to do it. How he could change all the rules.
He's a sociopath.
How easy it is. It's just, it turns out, our Constitution, you know, which we all dearly think is so wonderful, it's pretty flimsy. It can be beaten to death very easy. And that happened. And so here we are. We have a prison in Guantanamo that to the Arab world is a symbol of everything that's wrong with America. It's so dumb. It's a prison guys can go into and they disappear. There's a lot of bad guys there, but there's an awful lot of good guys, too, guys that had nothing to do with anything. We were sure. Paying $5 to $25.
We lose the moral high ground, sir. I've got to get you back up. At the time I have left, I've got to ask you separately, dealing with all the things that are happening and the way terrorism is being used to take our freedoms, bringing all these refugees in. We know a lot of them are foreign fighters. They're going to attack. Then they say, oh, we'll just put up naked body scanners on the highway. I mean, isn't the war on terror a fraud? Because all the funding in 15 years, and we're still seeing terror attacks, shouldn't we just preserve the Bill of Rights and Constitution and not be intimidated by terror?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with everything you're saying. Let me make it clear, because I have a different view on immigration. I think you can do things, rational things, to keep separate the good from the bad, although I admit there's always a risk with everything. But certainly, I'll tell you, we've walked away from a lot of bases, and you're right. One of the basic things we use, it makes it easy for the government. And look, I know people that are very serious inside the government about the security risk and are scared, but the bottom line is it's being used to pass laws that violate the Bill of Rights. And that's,
I agree. Let's not blame the migrants and the poor war-torn folks. I know. I'm just saying they're going to use this, the few bad
there
guys that come in to take our freedoms. When is the Cheney book coming out?
Well, Hey, come on. I'm a journalist. We never make deadlines. Well, I don't want to make any predictions.
Mr. Hirsch, we're out of time. And I mean, I know you got to go, but I just want to let me say bye to you during the break. But I tell you, thank you so much for your courage, and you deserve it. You're an amazing person. Thank you so much, sir. A model.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a happy new year.
You too, sir. Thank you.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. You know, I respect Michael Savage, and when I would listen to him 10, 12 years ago, I agree with about 95%. But when he would say there's a socialist plan to flood the West with radical Islamics, to create caliphates and take over, he was the first person I ever heard say that. I thought, well, I believe him. He sounds sincere, and I could tell he's a man who believes in what he's doing. He's a smart guy with all these letters to his name. But, man, that's really crazy. Would the elite really do that? And now, here's the headline. Migrant crisis pushing Germany towards anarchy and civil war. In one town alone, the Daily Mail reports 750 military-age men, basically, in a town of 102. They're demanding the Germans pay for it all. Same thing's happening here with the open borders. Who talked about language, borders, culture? Michael Savage. So call him a prophet, a historian, a man before his time. He is a Renaissance man, of course, best-selling author, launched much of the modern herbal supplement movement we know of in the 60s and 70s. If there's one guy, you could say Michael Savage under another nom de plume. And now he's with us for just 30 minutes, so I'm going to shut up and go to him. But I got to tell you, he's banned from entering England. I've been threatened that I'll be banned from entering Europe or England now if I criticize radical Islam. They're arresting Germans en masse and taking their kids from them if they criticize radical Islam. The women are being told don't wear short skirts. They're canceling Christian holidays in public squares because the radical Islamics are offended. This is the suicide of the West. You talk about total mental illness because, I mean, these radical Islamics are going to go after the liberals first thing when they get control. It is suicidal. It's a form of cuckolding, in my view. He's got his new book out. The last one was censored on China getting ready to make big moves. You notice that all happened. China's now involved with clandestine radio they secretly own in the U.S., trying to censor media. They block Hollywood movies being released. His new book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And folks, you may all get it, but your friends and family don't. This is a book you better give them this Christmas or this holiday season. And I'm here pushing it because Savage needs support with his information. He doesn't need money. He needs to get the book out. And you need to get the book out. And you need to support people that are telling the truth. Now, I'm done ranting. I want him to come back in the next month for a full hour. He's doing a book tour right now, so he's just got 25 minutes with us. But to say it's dire when the Daily Beast says we need to confiscate guns, that's a quote, but the black helicopter people may fight back. So we're still crazy, even though we were right they're coming for the guns, and we were right they're going to get rid of the borders, and we were right they're coming with forced inoculation, and we were right about world government with the Pope calling for it. Michael Savage, I'm going to try to shut up, but I tell you, this is an epic moment. You've laid so much knowledge on us. Where are we now? Where are we going? Word is you're being censored as well. They're trying to block your new book. I mean, it is on. They're saying they want to persecute the press. Supreme Court Justice told Matt Drudge that they're coming next year to shut down basically talk radio and free speech on the Internet. I mean, it's here. What do we do, Michael Savage?
Okay, without hammering the book, I want to start with the title because it says it all. Government Zero. If we don't see President Zero invoking Government Zero, I'd like to know what it's going to take for the average moron out there. Idiot, moron, fools who have sold the country away, running around in shorts with Halloween costumes with their children on drugs and sugar. And they wonder why these SOBs with that monster tyrant leftist bastard in the White House. This guy is the smartest leftist in the history of the world. This slick BS artist, Barry from Honolulu, has done more harm to the world than Marx and Lenin put together. And he gets away with it for one reason, Alex. He doesn't shout like me. Have you ever heard Barry from Honolulu scream?
No.
Never. He is the smoothest con man in the history of the world. He makes Soros look like a chump. Soros, by the way, is behind breaking all the borders of Europe. You know that. With his open society. You know, Soros is who flooded America with marijuana. You know that. Now, many people like marijuana. I think it's one of the most toxic substances in the world. It is the road to addiction. It is a gateway drug. Who has made it suddenly so friendly? 10 years ago, I fought with one of Soros's minions on my radio show. Soros was the first to fund medical marijuana initiatives in Arizona and California. And I was arguing, are you people crazy? It's a gateway drug. You're going to hook a generation on drugs. We had this argument. It's history now. Marijuana is as friendly as candy corn. Everyone thinks it's a benign herb. It is not. So what does it have to do with Soros's master plan? The man is possibly the most evil genius on the planet, in my estimation. Why does he want to break the borders of every nation on earth? What is it that they're after? What do you mean no borders? Well, listen. No borders, no language, no culture. A mass of stupid drug humanity, easily manipulated, turned into slaves, serfs in their own country. What more do you need to know? Children on drugs, parents on alcohol, marijuana, and drugs. And then you have the puppet masters, as in The Godfather, the Pezzanovantes, pulling the strings, sucking the money out of the people's pockets as they go to work like slaves in their little slave factories, thinking they're free. Remember Orwell's book? Remember that great phrase, those who rattle their chains most loudly scream, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free?
Yes.
That's what Orwell wrote. As he saw what communism had wrought in Europe, socialism, he was originally a socialist. And then he saw who they really were. He saw they were monsters and dictators.
He got Stalin into their upper sanctum. He was led into the Fabian socialist.
Stalin, Hitler, all socialists. Everyone forgets that. Very convenient to forget Hitler was a socialist. Stalin, Hitler, socialist. Different sides of the coin. Now we have socialism is suddenly popular in America. How's that possible? Because the drugged morons don't even know what it is. They don't know what it has wrought. They don't know where it leads. They have no idea what it'll do to them. Now, couple that with bringing in as many Islamic fascists as you possibly can, as quickly as you can. Why? Why are they bringing in so many young men of military age into Europe, into America? What's their game plan here? And now throw in what you're talking about, confiscation of guns. It ain't happening, Alex. We're not Australia. Australia had no Second Amendment. That's number one. And I will remind you and your audience, and this is the most important thing, Alan, Alex, I'm sorry for the day. I have a tape that I keep playing on my radio show from Elena Kagan when she was appointed to the Supreme Court, when she went through the fake hearing, the kangaroo fake hearing of whether she should be appointed or not. She was asked about the Second Amendment. Remember her? She's this kind of pickle saleswoman from the Lower East Side of New York.
Like a penguin.
Yeah, pickle saleswoman. In my day, the most she would have done is sold bloomers at Macy's. Now she's on the Supreme Court. This is right out of the Communist China playbook. Take people from the bottom and put them on the top. Take people on the top and throw them to the bottom. So Elena Kagan, when she was grilled, fake grilled, she says, where do you stand on guns? And she says, the Second Amendment is established law. The Second Amendment is established law. Well, if it's established law, how could Barry from Honolulu take your guns? How could the witch from Arkansas or Chappaqua?
I agree with you, but they're openly licking their chops is what I'm saying. I agree it'll start a civil war. I agree they're not going to get away with it. But they're openly now, Hillary, Obama, others saying we do need to look at confiscation. That's a bold move. Why are they shooting their mouths off?
There was a time not too long ago when the Democrats would never even touch God, guns, and gays. Remember that time not so long ago? But Barry from Honolulu is such a slick con artist that he's so hoodwinked the American drug addict that they actually think it's time for socialism, gun seizure, no borders, and flood America with your Muslim brethren. The people are stupid and they're drugged, Alec. And they sense they could get away with it. But you know what? They're reading their tea leaves wrong. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose, Alex. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I'm not calling for revolution. They are. Let's be very clear. I am a man of peace. I am a man of peace. But we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. What the hell is this highway bill all about? The first day, I'm sorry for yelling.
No, we're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom, the death of the West, and these crazy socialists that so hate freedom that they want to bring in the most radical Sunni Wahhabist to run around and rape people, and the Swiss and Dutch and all the rest of these police just let them go under orders. I mean, it's just crazy that we've gotten to this point, and it's normal to get angry. We need to get people out of their coma. How do we do that?
I got to go back to Paul Ryan. He gives a speech today that I hear on ABC News about the highway bill. Listen to this. The first day he gives a speech, what's it about? The highway bill. Who was it that was pushing the highway bill for years now? Nancy Pelosi. Put two and two together. Why is it a highway bill that's on the top of their list?
Because Pelosi supported him.
Why does Pelosi push it?
Because
there's an old adage, all roads lead to Rome. You ever hear that one going back to
absolutely.
Ancient times? All roads lead to Rome. That's as far as I can go without winding up with lead shoes in the bottom of San Francisco Bay. And I'll let it hang in the air. It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. And I'm not saying this for effect, nor to sell a book. I'm trying to awaken people. Unfortunately, Alec, your audience is already awakened. They're agitated. They're ready to strike. They don't know what to do. But look at the morons around you. Go walk in the street.
They're zombies.
You know, I walked in San Francisco yesterday, the most beautiful city. I love it to death. I'm walking through a park near the Embarcadero, and without being graphic, I'm an old Boy Scout, so I read footprints in the woods, and I can read droppings in the woods. I was taught how to follow droppings of what kind of animal it is. Well, there was a dropping on the ground on the sidewalk that I said there are no bears in the city. How could it be? Oh, this can't be a bear.
Well, it's an admitted record problem in San Francisco, public defecation, and now in government buildings, even when they have bathrooms, they're so mentally ill that they just enjoy crapping in public.
What does that say about a civilization, Alex, that people are allowed to crap without having their heads broken open by a cop? In my day, if a guy did that, a big Irish cop would smash him on the head with a nightstick and drag him into the prison and hose him down and throw him into a jail and leave him there. Well, what kind of country is this that permits this to go on? Now, you ask yourself, if society is breaking down, and at the same time they're trying to break us down, what is it all about? So the public defecation could be stopped in 1 second, right? So what is this about? It's to constantly lower the standards of the middle class, constantly dehumanize the middle class.
That's it.
Right? Dehumanize, desensitize, weaken until eventually they have no resistance to whatever the evil criminal gangsters in the regime might do next. It's as simple as that, Alex. And at the wish to not offend people who think I'm peddling a book, I have to mention my great new book, Government
Zero.
Let's
talk about the book. Absolutely. Now, you certainly don't need to make money, but people need to get this book and get it out to everybody. It's at michaelsavage.com, amazon.com, all the big bookstores are carrying it. And they're also, I've been told, I saw some news on this, and of course you were telling me that you certainly have intel on it. There are moves to really try to censor and block your book.
First of all, the good news is, despite the censoring, despite no appearance on Fox News ever, zero. Fox News, conservative outlet, are you kidding me? Zero. Michael Savage officially banned. ABC, CBS, NBC, banned. CNBC, banned. So I go on your show. Laura Ingraham has a small show. I love her to death. She's brilliant. Who else has me on? Nobody. Despite the media blackout, the audience is so loyal. The book is number two this week on the Barnes & Noble bestseller. We just got the news this morning. It's number two on the Barnes & Noble bestseller list. We don't know what it'll be on the New York Times list. God knows they manipulate that one.
Oh, it's admittedly manipulated.
But people are reporting that they're going in stores and they're finding stacks of the books with the covers bent.
Wow.
So you got sabotage. Then they're finding the book in the back, not on the front table, which the publisher paid for, but in the back under feminine hygiene. That's a joke, but that's where they're putting it. Anywhere but where you can find it. Now, which books are selling well? Why, O'Reilly's books, The Killing Series. What are people buying that garbage for? What's the revelation about killing Patton or killing Reagan? Can you tell me why anybody would read a book like that? Well, what are they finding in the book that they don't already know?
It's mindless. It's non-threatening. They want to think they're pseudo-intellectuals. They want to sit back and read something that's utterly mindless.
Well, I said this facetiously, and I certainly don't mean it, but I said I'm waiting for the next book in the series by him called Killing O'Reilly. Maybe he'll do us all a favor and end it already. He's got some franchise going there, doesn't he? But nevertheless, let's get back to serious stuff. No borders, no language, no culture. What does that matter? Leftists says, hey, Savage, what the heck are you so excited about? What do you need a border for? And what are you holding on to English for? Your parents were immigrants, weren't they, Michael? Yes. And so what's your point, Larry? I was on Larry King last week. He has a little show on Russian television. How is that for funny come about of events? But I actually like Larry King. But you know why, Alex? He's a liberal, old school, nice liberal, smart, but not vicious. Totally different than the new generation of progressive psychos, right? So he says to me, your parents were immigrants, so what are you afraid of someone not speaking English? I said, I don't care what language they speak at home. My grandmother never spoke a word of English. But my father drilled into me, you're in America. Learn English. Learn it the best way you can. Become an American. You're not living anywhere else. Be an American. That's not the ethos of this generation, is it? Do you hear them teaching their children learn English? They're teaching them learn anything but English. Stamp on the country that's so good to you. Don't learn their language. There is no culture there. How long has the left taught us that America has no culture? It's an acculturated nation. That we're a nation with no culture.
They want to get rid of our culture so they can then download into us their sick, mentally ill culture. And you were one of the first to say this, but more and more it's clear. The top liberals are vicious mafia social engineers, as you've documented, but their minions really are mentally ill basket cases. I'm sure you saw the Atlantic Monthly article a few weeks ago about the coddled generation admitting, and these are leftists saying, that their college students have now become like these weird Maoist youth brigades that shout them down for just any language. They are complete fascist basket cases that just flip out and now want to ban the word mother and father.
You're a father, Alec. You know that children need discipline. You know what happens when you raise them without discipline. They become animals. I was in a Chinese restaurant last night. in San Francisco. I love a dumpy restaurant that I go to. There was a kid, two of them, running around screaming at the top of the lungs. I mean, screeching, where the food, you couldn't even digest it. Now, I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, what are you going to do? I looked at the father. He was a nice-looking guy, not a weakling, but indulgent, afraid to say no to Johnny. The type that when Johnny defecates in his hand and wipes it on the wall, he will say, Johnny is an artist. That's a Chagall he just painted. Don't wipe it off the wall. These people are crazy.
They are.
No, they have no discipline themselves. Remember, if the father's 30, 32, 33, right, he may look good. He may be. What's amazing to me is that these guys are well-built. They all go to the gym, right, Alex? They all got abs, but they have no cerebrum.
They don't have the minds of men.
Well, they have abs. They have good abs, but no cerebrum fold. No folds in the brain. They have folds in the stomach. He's like zomboids walking around, wild, crazy children. This child's made to be only one thing, which is a tort lawyer. That's all he grew up to be. And if he fails at that, he can become a government worker. But aside from the facetiousness, okay, discipline gone, society going, breaking down, at the top gangster regime, sucking us dry. Paul Ryan, first speech. Highway bill. Who's in the highway building business? Who makes the trillions off the highway bill? Are you in the highway business? You don't know.
No, but Nancy Pelosi went into Congress worth about $500,000. Now she's worth hundreds of millions, and her husband suddenly became worth billions. She's a nice lady. Of course, I'm sure she's friends with Don Corleone.
Very nice. She's a sweet grandmother. And you know what's also nice about Pelosi is the fact that her brother-in-law got about a $1.2 billion loan from the government for a solar plant in the Nevada desert, and he did so well in producing about a megawatt of energy for it that they gave him another $800 million, according to what I've recently read. How come it's not in any of the newspapers? Have you ever seen corruption like this couldn't even go on
today? Yeah, what's wrong with Harry Reid giving billions in contracts to his sons? He's got like four or five of them. That's nothing. That shouldn't even be in the news. I mean, how dare you do your research? It's totally
Where's
normal.
The Republican Party? There is none. It's a one-party system, oligarchy. All the conservatives that were put in last year were put at the back of the bus. Remember how much hope we had in November when I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War? I said, hold your nose, go vote for Republicans, and we'll put their feet to the fire after they win. Guess what? Boehner has no feet. McConnell has no feet. There's no feet to put on the fire. They're empty shells. They were never men. They were never there. They were factotums of Barry from Honolulu. One party, period. It is a fascist dictatorship. He wants to crush us under his fist. He is the worst monster in the history of America. And if he uses an executive order to go around Congress on immigration, we need 10 million people immediately demanding that an impeachment hearing be started, whether or not those cowardly, useless, gangster Republicans do it or not. We need a people's tribunal.
Now, let's be positive for a moment. I agree.
We need a people's tribunal and find these people guilty of war crimes.
I agree. But your audience, my audience, Drudge and WorldNet Daily, and a lot of other great people did get organized. We did get 40 or so libertarian constitutionalists. They did get rid of Ryan, of Boehner. Then, of course, they brought in Ryan. But the point is, we get a whole nother group in. They won't be able to suppress 80 to 100, so we are marching forward. We are getting closer, but I expect they're going to pull out all the stops now to try to shut down our free speech, which they said they'll do to stop us wresting control. You said yourself 10 minutes ago there's going to be a revolution in this country. I hope it's peaceful. So specifically, Michael Savage joining us right now, michaelsavage.com, the new book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. In the 5-6 minutes we have left, what do you expect the empire to strike back with, and what do we do to counter them?
You know, my book is not just a screed of complaints and screaming. It's a well-organized, because I'm a scholar by training, book. At the end of the book, I have 40 action points, direct actions that have to be taken immediately to save the nation. The number one thing is create a nationalist party. Now, you may say, that's crazy. That has no chance of winning. Not now, Alex. Alex, we have to start laying the groundwork to save the country by creating a new party, the Nationalist Party. You know, there's a word going around, liberal parents beware. The millennials are very conservative. Do you know that?
Yes.
You know that it's a conservative generation that's rebelling against the insane drug-addicted liberal parents?
Yes.
If we had a charismatic young leader, if I were 40 right now and knew what I know now and had the reach I have now, I wouldn't run for office. Excuse me, it's corrupt. I'd create the Nationalist Party knowing that in 10 years we'd win in this country. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not young enough to create a party, Nationalist Party, to close the borders for 7 years. I didn't say anything but close the borders for 7 years. Absorb all those who are here. Number three, deport all illegal aliens, ... in prison. See, people misquote me. I said, first start by deporting the criminal illegal aliens in prison. Alex, one-third of all our prisoners, as I point out, as you well know, one-third of our prisoners are illegal aliens. What are we paying them for? Get them out of the country. Empty the prisons of one-third of the prisoners. People say, well, I'll only come right back. Concurrently do what Trump said, build a wall. Israel built a wall. It works real good. Walls work. China built one to keep the Mongols out. Israel built one to keep the Palestinians out. Now, of course, they're being stabbed to death by those that they let in. They'll have to do something next. Number three, build a wall. So, one, Nationalist Party. Two, deport illegal aliens in prisons. Not such a bold idea. Who's in favor of keeping them in our prisons at $60,000 a year, other than the prisons guard union? Prison guard unions. Three, wall. Build a wall. Four, and listen to this. Make English the official language of America. That doesn't mean it's illegal to speak another language.
Well, plus, English is the global language. Everyone should want to learn English. It's the language.
San Francisco, 8 languages on the ballot. Now, what was the reason for that? So Pelosi, Boxer, Feinstein, and the corrupt government in San Francisco can get all the illegal aliens to put these corrupt, illegal, left-wing phenomenal bastards in power over and over again. Over and over and over again. We have people crapping in the street. You got dogs running wild in the street. You got girls being shot in the street. And these corrupt bastards are still in power.
They are just pieces of trash. In the 3 minutes we've got left, you got to come back for an hour soon. MichaelSavage.com. Michael Savage is our guest. How do you expect Obama to leave office? How do you expect him to try to take over and put his people in so they can't be removed even though he leaves office? There's a permanent bureaucracy. How do you expect them to leave? What are their dirty tricks? What are you watching out for?
Number one, he's already done it with the Justice Department, the illegal, corrupt, anti-American Justice Department. He's put people in positions that are lifetime positions. What this Barry from Honolulu doesn't know is that if we had a strong leader take over, and I pray to God Trump wins. I know you may. I don't know what you think of him. He's our only hope right now.
I think he's a lot better than Hillary, and I have to agree with what he has to say, and I hope he's for real. I'm supporting
him. He uses executive orders, and he gets rid of all of these appointees, throws them out, and says, go sue me. I'm the government. Go to hell. Get out. He throws out Perez, for example, from the I have all their names in Government Zero. They're in here. All of these corrupt leftists that he planted are in there. Get rid of them. Executive order. There are things that can be done. It's not hopeless. We just need a strong leader who loves America, will restore our borders, language, and culture. And by the way, that's not enough. I want to see these people tried for the crimes they have committed.
We have to.
The corruption, the money, the contracts, the grants, the stolen money. Uruguay couldn't get away with this today. We're lower than a banana republic under this gangster regime.
It is. I mean, it's just pure insider trading. Congress gets caught 5 years ago, so they go pass a law legalizing it. Well, you can't legalize child molestation just if they pass a law. I think we're getting ready to hit bottom. Is that what you mean by government zero, that 0 hours here?
No, but it's a very good analysis. I didn't think of it. Thank you for your insight. I meant government zero means not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, but a government of itself, by itself, and for itself.
We have zero government. We have a lawless criminal group.
Exactly. Zero representation. A government is supposed to be representative, not a group, a cadre of a 0.001% of trillionaires who put the stooges in and rob us dry. Mark Zuckerberg.
Michael Savage, I'm going to read the book. My producer ran home with it, but it's amazing, powerful book. MichaelSavage.com. We'll come say bye to you during the break. Thank you for coming on with us, Michael.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Powerful, powerful interview. We'll be back second hour.
Visit GCNLive.com today.